Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Yes, sir. I received some information in the mail. I'd like to check it out a little bit more and ask a few questions about it.
Yeah, do you have a 16-digit reservation code there?
Yes, sir. It is 23. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
2311.
Okay.
0001 0055 1493.
All right. Is this Anthony? Excuse me if I say it wrong. What is it?
Yeah, Dalrymple.
Dalrymple. Okay. Yeah, Anthony, let me just verify some information real quick. We'll answer any questions you have. Are you dialing me off, is this the business number? Is this your cell phone? Just so I have in my system.
This is my cell phone.
Okay. All right, Anthony. And, you know, we don't have a business on file for you. What company are you with there?
I'm self-employed.
Okay, so you just... are you just a sole proprietorship, I'm assuming?
Yes, yes. I own rental property and commercial buildings.
Okay. So the business is a sole prop. Okay. And how long have you been in business there, Anthony?
I've been in business since 2006.
2006. Okay, and let me just verify the billing address here. I have 1625 Oak Street, Russellville, Alabama, 35654.
That's correct.
Okay, and is this the best number for the company phone that you're dialing off of there?
No, sir.
Alrighty, what's the best company phone number there?
This cell phone. This is my company phone.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so if you can tell me what you're looking to do there, we can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, what I'm doing is I'm opening up in my commercial buildings, and I sell insurance. I'm going to open up my insurance office, and also I rent places out of the building, and I'm building stuff like, it's more or less like a flea market.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I'm doing is, like, I'm building, we're going to have a person to blacksmith. I've got a restaurant going in it, and it's doing good right now, but I need to kind of move up my pace and get it all going because, you know, it's a lot better if I can get it done. You know what I mean? Still a little out of time as I get the class.
Right, absolutely. So you're looking for some capital there, it sounds like?
Yes, a small capital loan. I just want to know what the interest rate would be on 3 years and the payment.
Okay. Yeah, I can give you some, like, ballpark figures here. What did your business do in gross annual sales for last year?
I just started my insurance business about 4 months ago, and I've already probably made $12,000 on it. My rental property earns about, it differs, you know how rental property is. Somewhere around $40,000 a year. Of course, everything I've got is paid off. I've got money in the bank, but I'm just kind of wanting to, you know, tax write off, and I can keep from getting it out of my savings, you know.
Yeah, I got you. So the real estate business did about 30 to 40 gross revenue, and then the first 4 months of the insurance about 12,000. And is that profit or is that gross revenue?
Yeah, it's profit.
So it's 12,000 profit. What about as far as like growth? What did you grow?
Anywhere from about 60 to 70,000 total all year.
Okay. And do you have a business bank account set up there, or is it just you have a personal account?
Yeah.
You do have a business? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how would you describe like the monthly deposits you're making there? Like how much are you depositing into that business account a month?
Right now, I just started the flea market deal, and it's probably making around 1,200 a month, bringing in a profit.
Okay, I bet. Wait, how much deposits are you making in? So, do you have different bank accounts set up for these different, you know, with the real estate, the insurance, and the flea market? Are they all separate accounts?
Yes, because it's, I have to do it for my taxes
Yeah, it
separately.
makes sense. Just keep it all separate. And
Yeah.
how much in total would you say that you make in deposits into those accounts on a monthly basis?
Talking about profit wise?
Not profit, just deposits. Gross.
Usually around in, say, my flea market, I just opened up 4 months ago, and probably around, it's growing. Say probably it went from 500 a month to now I'm at in 6 months around 1,200 to 1,500 a month. And all I do is rent spots out of the building, but I've got 80 spots and I've only rented 20 spots.
Okay, do you have do any of these businesses here, or, you know, the separate entities, do any of them generate, you know, $10,000 a month as far as deposits go, or combined together?
No, it'd be probably around half of that, a little more.
Okay, because yeah, typically we have to see about $10,000 in deposits for us to really be able to
Okay.
free up any capital for you there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
That's
so
fine.
I'm
I was just digging into it.
yeah, no problem. I'm not sure if there's anything we'd be able to do there for the business at
Yeah,
this point,
that's
unfortunately.
fine. I mean, I've got the money to do it. I just wanted to kind of boost it, real quick, and I wouldn't need
Yeah.
but about 20 grand, to get it going and be done with it.
Yes, we'd probably be looking at, you know, for 10, 20 grand, we'd be looking at around maybe like $15,000 to $20,000 a month in deposits, give or take. So, you know, I'm not sure if we'd be able to do much for the business there at this point.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I was just checking into it. So I
Yeah.
appreciate it.
Okay. All right, Anthony, you take care. All
You
right.
too. Bye.
Bye.